All right, how many know it's your time for favor, for blessing, for God's goodness? Come on, let's stand one last time. So glad to have you in the house of the Lord today. Do you know your new week is going to go better because you've taken time to honor God? And I hope you just receive that into your spirit. And like Pastor Nick and them were talking, because you're planted in the house of the Lord, you're going to flourish in 2021. And you're going to see God's goodness in new ways. And really flourish. I believe part of flourishing, God give you ideas and creativity. One good idea can put you 5 years down the road. All God has to do is drop that into your spirit. Just strength and peace and protection. So thanks for staying planted. And, you know, I really believe the service is better today because you came. You brought joy with you. You brought God with you. You brought victory with you. We did quite a few services. We did 8 months in here without anybody in here. I like having you guys here. That was... I would be up here speaking thinking, man, who am I talking to? But anyway, half the time I thought this is, I hope I'm not boring somebody. But anyway, I like having somebody here. Somebody told me they love me, so I like that anyway. So, hey, so God, something, I know. Anyway, enough of that. I like to start with something funny. Here I go. I heard about this lady, and she stopped at an intersection. This man came up asking for money, and she dug in her purse and found a dollar bill. She said to the man, "I'm not giving you this because you deserve it. I'm giving it to you because it makes me happy." The man looked at her and said, "Ma'am, why don't you give me $20 and thoroughly enjoy yourself?" That's a good perspective. Here we go. Ready? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, I will never be the same. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same, never, 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 I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. God bless you. I want to talk to you today about what's blocking your growth. Victoria and I were in another city walking through a park, and it was full of these huge cactus plants. They stood over 30 feet tall and all kinds of incredible shapes. I was amazed at not only how beautiful they were, but how big they were. As we continued through the park, enjoying all the sights, we came to this group of cactus that looked like the same type as the large cactus, but they were only my height. I went over to them, looked closer, trying to figure out why they were so much shorter. I said to Victoria, "They must be a different kind." She looked up and said, "No, Joel, it's that tree." There was this large oak tree. Its branches were keeping the sun from hitting these cactus. They were always in the shade. What's interesting is they have the same potential as the cactus that were 30 feet tall. They're in the same soil, same climate, same weather conditions. The only difference was something was blocking their growth. Because they're constantly in the shade, they're only a fraction of what they were created to be. And I wonder if something is blocking your growth. Are you under the shade of what someone spoke over you, told you what you couldn't do, how you're not that talented? Now that shade is limiting your life. Are you under the shade of intimidation, afraid to step out in faith, thinking of all the things that could go wrong? Or do you have friends that are blocking your growth, causing you to compromise, do things that are holding you back? What could you become if you got out from under that shade? How high could you go if you made some adjustments? The good news is the potential is still in you. You can still become who you were created to be. You just have to get out from under that shade. Remove what's blocking your growth and you'll begin to blossom. You'll go to new levels. See, there's nothing wrong with you. You have the life of Almighty God. He created you to rise higher, to be successful, to be confident, to leave your mark. I was talking to a man and he was so down on himself because of past mistakes. And he told me everything he had done wrong went on and on. He was so focused on his past that it was poisoning his future. You may have made mistakes. We all have. But don't let guilt stunt your growth. Come out from under that shade. Quit thinking about all the things you've done wrong, living in regrets, thinking you've seen your best days. When you live guilty, you're in agreement with the enemy. He's called the accuser. He'll remind you of every mistake you've made for the last 20 years. He'd love for you to go through life feeling wrong about yourself. What he's trying to do is stunt your growth. He'll do his best to keep you in the shade. He knows your potential. He knows you were created to soar. That's why he works overtime trying to make us feel guilty, whispering, "You don't measure up. You failed again. You blew your diet. You didn't spend enough time with your children." There's always some reason to be down on ourselves. You have to put your foot down and say, "No thanks, I'm not living under that shade. I know I'm forgiven, I'm redeemed, my past is over, my present is secure, my future is bright." This is what my father had to do. He was married at an early age, and unfortunately, the marriage didn't work out. Denominational leaders told him that he would never be in ministry again, that failure had disqualified him for leadership. He eventually resigned from his church and he started selling insurance. He knew God's calling was on his life, but he was living under the shade of guilt, the shade of what people said. "You'll never be in ministry. You're not qualified." The scripture says God's calling on your life is irrevocable. God doesn't change his mind. He didn't cancel your destiny because you got off course. People may have disqualified you, but people don't determine your destiny. God does, and he never disqualifies you. You have to tune out all the negative words that were spoken over you. Maybe from people you love, people that should have been encouraging you, showing you mercy, lifting you when you fell. Instead, it's the opposite. They tried to make you feel more guilty, tell you how you don't measure up. Don't stay under that shade. God still has a purpose for you to fulfill. You wouldn't be alive unless he had something awesome in front of you. Get your passion back. Start believing again. Start hoping again. Start dreaming again. After several years, my father got back in the ministry and he started pastoring. He met my mother and they were married, had 5 children. He pastored here at Lakewood for almost 40 years. None of this would have happened if he had stayed under the shade of guilt. I wouldn't be up here if he had let those negative words limit his life. Is something blocking your growth? Is something keeping you from standing up tall? Guilt, shame, fear, doubt. You have to come out from under that shade. It's not going to leave on its own. You have to make the move. When you do like my father and you start going forward, knowing that God's mercy is bigger than your mistakes, then you're going to begin to blossom. New doors are going to open. Talent will come out that you didn't know you had. You're going to accomplish dreams bigger than you thought. One thing that can easily stunt our growth is the people that we're spending time with. You need to evaluate your friendships, the people you're eating lunch with at the office, the neighbor you're hanging out with. Are they making you better, pushing you up higher, inspiring you to reach your dreams? Or are they causing you to compromise, to be mediocre, take the easy way out? You're going to become like the people you continually associate with. The scripture says, don't hang around angry people or you will become angry. It says, if you walk with wise people, you will become wise. If you want to know what you're going to be like in 5 years, look at your friends. If they gossip, complain about the boss, unfaithful in relationships, hard to get along with, do yourself a favor, find some new friends. Spirits are transferable. If your friends gossip, that spirit of gossip will get off on you. If your friends are critical, that critical spirit will end up on you. If your friends run around on their spouse, that unfaithful spirit will start to tempt you. You may not realize it, but they're blocking your growth. They're limiting your potential. It's not their fault. You have to make the change. "Well, Joel, what if I hurt their feelings? What if they get upset? What if you miss your destiny? What if they keep you a 5-foot cactus, so to speak, instead of the 30-foot cactus that you were created to be? How high could you rise if you weren't being shaded by compromise, by mediocrity?" And I know you love your friends, but your destiny is too great. Your assignment too important to hang around people that are not adding to your life. You need people that bring out the best in you. People that inspire you to do better, that challenge you to live a life of excellence and integrity. I have a friend that treats his wife so good. He's so loving, so kind, so romantic. He writes his wife poetry. Almost makes me sick. He sends her these loving texts that he's worked on for 2 days. My darling wife, how beautiful you are today. I text Victoria, what's up? But I would rather have a friend that inspires me to come up higher than to sink down lower. I would rather have him challenge me to be kinder, more respectful, more loving, than to be sarcastic, derogatory, belittling. Pay attention to what you're seeing modeled around you. That's all getting on the inside, and over time, it will start influencing how you act, how you think, how you treat people. And some friendships were great for a season, but now you've come up higher, you've grown, you've stepped into a new level. That doesn't mean the other person's not a good person, but you've outgrown that friendship. And I'm not saying that you never speak to them again, but little by little, you need to spend less and less time with them. Some of the trouble and heartache we find ourselves in, if we look back, we knew we were supposed to make a change. We didn't do it. We didn't want to rock the boat. We didn't want to upset people. But what you're not willing to walk away from is where you'll stop growing. I know this man, he's a strong believer, very talented, very influential, but he started hanging around this person that wasn't a good influence. His friends and family tried to warn him that he didn't have a good past. Trouble always followed him, but this man wouldn't listen. He always took up for him and made excuses. Over time, this man started compromising, giving in to temptation, doing things that were totally out of his character. He ended up losing his marriage. His company let him go. He lost a big contract. He told me later, I knew he was a bad influence. I knew God was telling me to distance myself, but I ignored it. God always gives us a warning. Don't override it. When he asks you to do something, it's for your own good. If you'll get rid of the wrong people, then God will send the right people. People that will make you better. People that will inspire you and push you into your destiny. In the scripture, God chose a young man named Gideon to lead the Israeli army against the Midianites. But Gideon was afraid. He was hiding in the wine press. An angel came to him and said, "Mighty hero, the Lord is with you." Gideon didn't feel like a mighty hero. He said, "I can't lead the army. I come from the poorest family. I'm the least one in my father's house." Here, God called him a mighty hero. God knew his potential. He knew Gideon had greatness in him. The problem was Gideon was under the shade of fear, the shade of intimidation. I can't do anything great. I don't come from an influential family. I'm at a disadvantage. Had the angel not come to Gideon and told him who he was, we wouldn't be talking about him. The angel was saying, in effect, "Gideon, come out of hiding. Come out from under that shade, that insecurity, that defeated mindset, the limited, can't do it thinking is stunting your growth." God is saying to you, you are a mighty hero. You are destined to leave your mark. But you have to make the choice like Gideon. Are you going to stay in the shade, hiding in the wine press, thinking you don't have what it takes? Or are you going to step into your greatness? Are you going to believe that you're a mighty hero, equipped, empowered, and anointed? This was a destiny moment for Gideon. Either stay in the shade and this opportunity would pass him by, God would find someone else, or take that step of faith and believe he was who God said he was. Gideon made this decision that I'm asking us to make. He got rid of what was blocking his growth, a poor self-image, low self-esteem. He saw himself a new way, not weak, defeated, limited, but as strong, courageous, as well able. When he did, the scripture says the Spirit of God clothed Gideon with power. When he got out from under the fear, the intimidation, God breathed on his life in a new way. He felt a strength, a courage, a boldness that he had never felt. But too often we're like Gideon. We don't realize who we are. We're letting doubt, negative voices convince us that we're limited. I can't do anything great. Joel, I come from the wrong family. I don't have the talent. Who told you that? Where did those thoughts come from? That's the enemy trying to keep you under the shade. He'd love for you to believe those lies your whole life. Live with a defeated mindset, insecure, afraid to step out. This can be a destiny moment for you. God is saying, mighty hero, come out from under that shade. Mighty hero, it's time to step up to who you were created to be. When you make that choice like Gideon, say, I'm done letting fear, can't do it thoughts direct my life. I'm done making excuses as to why I can't go after my dreams. I'm going to believe I'm a mighty hero. Then like with Gideon, God is going to show out in your life in a new way. You're going to see favor, courage, boldness like you've never experienced. What happened? You got rid of what's blocking your growth. There's a 30-foot cactus shut up in that 5-foot cactus. All it needs is to get out into the sun. Gideon rounded up 32,000 men, as many as he could find, and they headed out to face the Midianites. He was feeling confident. He had this large army. But God said, Gideon, that's too many people. If you defeat them with this many men, you'll think you did it in your own strength. God had him weed the men down all the way till he only had 300 men. You can imagine how he felt. God, I'm trying to be strong, trying to be confident. You called me a mighty hero, but now we're so outnumbered. That was a test. When you come out of the shade, there will be times that the odds are against you. Thoughts will tell you, you should have played it safe. It's not going to work out. You're way over your head. No, stand strong. The Lord your God is with you. Gideon marched toward the Midianites with only 300 men. At midnight, they blew the trumpets and began to shout, a sword for the Lord and a sword for Gideon. A little earlier, he was hiding in the wine press. No one had ever heard of him. Now people were shouting his name. God knows how to make up for lost growth. That time you spent hiding, afraid, off course, don't worry, your time is coming. God is going to make it up to you. He knows how to accelerate, how to speed things up. See, God, he doesn't hold it against us that we stayed under the shade. We've all made choices that should have stopped our destiny, should have stunted our growth. But God, in his mercy, won't just let you start growing again. He'll thrust you ahead. It's not too late. You can still become the mighty hero. You can still accomplish your dream. You can still live the abundant life. There is greatness in you. Jeremiah said, there's fire shut up in my bones. There is potential, talent, increase that you haven't tapped into. Come out of hiding. Start believing you're a mighty hero. Get rid of those limiting thoughts. You and God are a majority. He's calling you out of the shade, out of anything that's blocking your growth. Step out and get ready to see new levels, new friendships, new opportunities, new talents, new victories. That's what happened to Gideon. He defeated the Midianites. Overnight, he became a mighty hero. From hiding in the wine press to being known as a man of fearless courage. Gideon is now listed in Hebrews 11 as one of the heroes of faith. He wasn't like David that went out and courageously defeated Goliath. He wasn't like Abraham who believed when all hope was gone. He wasn't like the Apostle Paul that wrote books of the Bible in prison. He started off insecure, intimidated, afraid. He was shaded by all these things that were blocking his growth. God was showing us it's not where you start. It's how you finish. Where you are now, it's not your destiny. There's still time to become a Gideon. You can come out of the fear, the doubt, the guilt, and step up to who you were created to be, a mighty hero, a history maker. Now, quit believing those lies that you've reached your limits, that you'll always struggle, you've been through too much, it'll never work out. Come out from under that shade. That's limited you long enough. God is ready to show out in your life and to do things that are unusual, uncommon, out of the ordinary, to take you where no one in your family has gone. And sometimes the reason we're in the shade is that's what we saw modeled growing up. We were raised by people that were negative, insecure, living guilty, dysfunctional. Now that's normal to us, but that's not who you are. That's a result from being in the shade. For some people, fear has been blocking their family for generations. Low self-esteem, addictions, mediocrity. That's what Gideon was saying. My family, we're all poor. We're all defeated, limited, afraid. That may be true for you when you look back at your family line. But here's the key. You're the one God has raised up to step out of the shade. You're the one to set the new standard, to be the difference maker. Don't let these negative things keep getting passed down. All it takes is for one person to rise up, for one Gideon to say, I'm going to step out of this fear, this addiction, this defeated mentality, these unhealthy relationships, and I'm going to set a new standard. We're going to be people that honor God. We're going to live free, confident, happy, successful, victorious. I read about an experiment that was done with four monkeys. They put these monkeys in a room with a tall pole in the center. At the top of the pole was a bunch of bananas. The first monkey climbed up the pole as fast as he could to get the bananas. But just when he was about to take it, a large bucket of cold water was poured on him. He scurried down the pole as fast as he could. Didn't want to have anything to do with those bananas. In a few minutes, another monkey climbed up the pole. Same thing happened. The bucket of cold water was poured, and that monkey turned around, ran back down. Over time, the other two monkeys tried, but once again, they were doused with water, came running down. Day after day, even though those monkeys loved bananas, none of them would go up the pole. At one point, the researchers removed one monkey and replaced it with a new one. When it started going up the pole, the other three monkeys grabbed hold of it and pulled it down. Wouldn't let it go up. This happened time and time again. Finally, this new monkey gave up, didn't try to go up anymore. The researchers brought in another monkey, replaced one of the originals. Same thing, they pulled him down. They brought in two more monkeys. Now none of the original monkeys were in the room, but they wouldn't let any monkey go up in the pole. Eventually, the room was filled with dozens of monkeys. None of them had ever felt the cold water, but not one of them would climb up the pole. They didn't know why. They just knew they weren't supposed to have those bananas. And sometimes we're like these monkeys. We don't know why we can't accomplish a dream, why we can't be successful, get out of debt, break the addiction. All we know is nobody in our family ever did it. They lived in the shade. They let fear, insecurity, limited thinking block their growth. Now we're in that same shade. Anytime we try to move forward, there are people telling us what we can't do, how it's not going to work out. It's easy to accept this and live in mediocrity. This is just who we are. No, quit letting people talk you out of your dreams. It may not have happened for them, but you're a mighty hero. It's going to happen for you. Now go get your bananas. This is a new day. God's favor is on your life in a new way. He's called you to set a new standard, to take your family to a new level. I met a young man after the service a few months ago, and he had just graduated from college. He was the first one in his family to ever get a degree. He was so proud. But when he told his family he wanted to go, no one encouraged him. In fact, they said, "We're not college material." Granddaddy didn't go. Great-granddaddy didn't go. We're not made for that kind of work. Like those monkeys, they were trying to pull him down. Didn't even know why. This young man not only graduated at the top of his class as a chemical engineer, but a company has already hired him. How high can you go if you'll just get rid of what's blocking your growth? Limited mindsets, other monkeys. I mean, people pulling you down, friendships that are holding you back. God has a big destiny for you. There are things in your future greater than you've imagined. But there will always be dream stealers, naysayers, people that try to pull you into their shade. They're insecure. They'll try to talk you into being insecure. You really think you can go to college? You really think you can start that business? You really think you can beat that sickness? I don't see how. They've lived intimidated. They'll try to pull you into intimidation, fear, doubt. Don't take the bait. Stay in the sun. God is going to cause you to bloom, to go places no one ever thought you could go. It's going to be a surprise to your family. People are going to be amazed at where God takes you. When my father passed and I stepped up to pastor the church, I was afraid and intimidated. That was definitely blocking my confidence. I didn't think I could do this. If that wasn't bad enough, there were certain people I overheard saying, "He's not that good. I don't think he'll make it. He's too quiet. He's not experienced enough." Even though I halfway agreed with them, something rose up on the inside of me. I thought, "You don't determine my destiny. You don't know what God has put in me." My attitude was, "I'm already in my own shade. I'm sure not coming into your shade." Part of the reason I believe I succeeded was to simply show them that they were wrong. They meant it for harm, but God used it to light a fire in me to create a greater determination, a greater resolve. I wasn't about to let their shade, their negative comments, to limit my life. Like Gideon, I felt weak, inadequate, inexperienced, but I could hear God whispering, "Joel, you're a mighty hero. It's your time to shine. You have everything you need to fulfill your destiny." Anytime you try to go forward, there will be opposition, naysayers, people that try to pull you into their shade. Don't take the bait. The fact that they're trying to discourage you is a sign that you're about to step in to a new level of your destiny. Is there something blocking your growth? Unhealthy relationships? Negative words that were spoken over you? Limited thinking? How high could you go if you'd make some adjustments? Don't stay a 5-foot cactus when God created you to go 30 feet tall. Make a decision that you're going to come out from under any shade. No more living guilty, dwelling on the past. No more thinking weak, defeated, can't do it thoughts. No more hanging around people that are pulling you down. If you'll remove what's limiting your growth, you're going to bloom. You're going to blossom. See favor, courage, boldness to accomplish what God put in your heart. And I believe and declare, like Gideon, a mighty hero is about to emerge. The power of the Most High is going to come on you in a new way. You're going to rise higher, overcome obstacles, and become all you were created to be. In Jesus' name. And if you receive it, can you say amen today? Amen. Let's pray together. If you have 5 minutes, stick with me if you can. But Lord, thank you for what we've heard today. I know it falls on great ground, faithful people here at Lakewood. And Lord, I thank you that we're going out of here with this seed on the inside of each one of us. Lord, I know today I'm looking at mighty heroes, mighty men and women that you've raised up, that we are well able to do what you've called us to do. And Lord, I thank you today that you'll show us any shade that's in our life, maybe things we don't know about. Maybe it's unforgiveness, maybe it's pride, maybe it's something else. But Lord, we make a commitment today. We're coming out of the shade. We're going to stay in the sun. And Lord, I thank you that you'll do what only you can do. You'll cause us to bloom, to blossom, to go places we could never go on our own. Lord, I speak strength and favor and victory into every person under the sound of my voice. Give them a blessed week. Ideas and creativity, protection, your favor, goodness, and mercy. In Jesus' name. With our heads bowed in prayer, just a quick question. If your heart stopped beating in the next few minutes, are you at peace with God? Do you know where you'd spend eternity? If not, I would love to pray with you. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm here to help you find a new beginning. I know this comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. In just a moment, if you're not at peace with the Lord, Or maybe you are a Christian, but you've grown cold toward God. You know you need to rededicate your life. You need a fresh new start. If that's you, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. I can't think of a better time to get on the road to victory than right now. God is not mad at you. Your sins have already been forgiven. All you have to do is accept the free gift of Christ's salvation. Will you do it this morning? The enemy in your thoughts will tell you, do it next week. Do it another time. Listen, the Bible says, today is the day of salvation. You're not hearing this by accident. Well, Joe, it's embarrassing to stand in front of everyone. Have people at the house. I don't want to lift my hand. Listen to what Jesus said. If you won't be ashamed of me before people, then I won't be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. I'm going to give you a great opportunity to show God that you're not ashamed of Him. If you're not at peace with the Lord, or you just need to rededicate your life, you need a fresh new start, a new beginning. If that's you, would you be bold? Take that step of faith and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. Would you do that? Come on, Lakewood, let's give them a hand as they stand all over the building. Come on, don't put it off. I feel like there ought to be a few more. Come on, don't be left out. Anybody else? Still time for you? Watching, listening? Don't be left out. Anybody else? Well, God bless you. And please remain standing if you don't mind. Let me tell you how proud we are of you. I know that took courage to stand. More importantly, I know the angels are rejoicing in the heavens. It's going to be a new beginning in your life. The scripture says that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I want to help you to call. Would you all pray this with me? Everyone that's listening, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Amen. Remain standing one more moment if you don't mind. I want to tell you how much we love you. We're going to be praying for you. I also want to give you a personal invitation and a challenge to come back and be with us on a regular basis. We ask new believers, give us the next year of your life. Come back, get planted, get plugged in. If you can't come in person, even if you watch online, just make that commitment like you go to work. You're going to be here for the next year anytime you can. I'll make a promise to you, your life will never be the same for the better. We're going to help you grow and become who God's created you to be. I hope you'll go online and take our New Beginnings course and find the other areas that we can help you. We want to help you, like I said, just rise higher. And a lot of ways we can help you, even kind of when everything's not quite open back up. Online, great ways we can help you. Know this, the moment you stood up, God washed away all your sins, your mistakes, your failures. You are starting with a fresh, clean slate. Write it down in your Bible, July 18, 2021, a new day of victory in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, let's all stand together if you would, please. Thanks for coming out today. How many of you are going home better off than you were before? Amen. Well, we love you very much. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord show you His favor and have mercy on you. And may the Lord watch over you and give you His peace. God bless you. Have a great week, a favor-filled week. See you back real soon.